Good afternoon, and welcome to another edition of Three Tune Tuesday. I am your host, Bonaparte, and this is my opportunity to whisk you away to a time when wind-up phonographs were the height of technology and the art of recording music was still a wonder of acoustics. Today is Tuesday, March the 5th, and you found your way to my digital abode, a quaint cottage nestled in the sprawling digital countryside, where all are welcome. Please step inside and make yourself comfortable. Envision yourself settling into a large, plush Victorian chair, the kind that envelops you in comfort, with an old-fashioned stand-up radio beside you. Now close your eyes, and let me guide you back through time on a pleasant journey. The year is 1921. The Great War, the war meant to end all wars, is just barely in the rearview mirror. Soldiers are returning home, but not everything is as it was. There is an unrest in the air, a sense of change, but also energy, a desire to live life to its fullest. Let's explore how this fascinating year sounded through our Three Tune Tuesday lens. The world in 1921 was a place trying to find its feet again. While the scars of World War I ran deep, there was also a new sense of possibility. Here in America, Warren G. Harding became president, promising a return to normalcy, though what normal even meant anymore was a question on everyone's mind. Women had gained the right to vote in 1920, and their voices were starting to be heard in new ways, pushing boundaries and creating ripples across society. While this change was gradual, a shift was definitely underway. And let's not forget Prohibition. The 18th Amendment banned alcohol, but this only fueled the rise of speakeasies, jazz, and an underground culture of rebellion in some circles. But amidst the social and political changes, there was a powerful force that was still emerging, and that was popular music. It wasn't just entertainment anymore. It became a soundtrack to a society yearning for a break from the darkness of war. Upbeat tempos, playful melodies, and new dance crazes like the Charleston stormed the scene. These vibrant sounds mirrored a loosening of moral conventions. People were ready to let loose, have fun, and maybe even challenge the status quo. 1921 was a year of contrasts, and the music we're about to explore reflects that. It's a year where the desire for joy and a hint of rebellion danced hand in hand. You can practically hear this changing world in the sound of the Roaring Twenties. Jazz had captured the imagination of a younger generation. With its lively rhythms and rebellious spirit, it became the soundtrack for a society ready to cut loose. The music was fast, the dances were daring, and the whole world was changing its tune. One of the biggest names in jazz at this time was the original Dixieland Jazz Band. They had made history earlier, back in 1917, when they recorded the first ever jazz record. It was a sensation, and ignited a craze for this new sound. Their music was full of pep, and that infectious energy mirrored the carefree spirits of the 20s. Their song Margie became an early jazz standard, a song so beloved it would be covered for decades to come. Let's listen to that unmistakable trumpet, the driving rhythm. This is the sound of shifting attitudes, of breaking the mold, of a whole generation finding its voice.
Thank you.
Now, before we continue our musical journey, I want to take a moment and thank our wonderful sponsor, Skeleton Brew Coffee. If you're like me, you cannot imagine a morning without a delicious cup of coffee. If that's the case, then Skeleton Brew is for you. Skeleton Brew is a small batch roastery devoted to sourcing the finest, most flavorful beans from around the globe. Skeleton Brew offers something for every coffee lover: bold dark roasts, smooth and nuanced light roasts, and everything in between. They focus on quality, ensuring that every bag you buy reaches what they call specialty grade. It is truly an exceptional coffee experience. And what's more, Skeleton Brew believes in fueling not just your morning, but the creative spirit within all of us. That's why they donate 10% of their sales to nonprofit arts organizations to help foster creativity in our communities. So if you're ready to upgrade your coffee and support the arts at the same time, be sure to check out Skeleton Brew Coffee. Their website is https://skeletonbrew.coffee. And remember, good coffee fuels good times. We've talked about how 1921 saw an explosion of new sounds, but the way people experienced music was undergoing its own revolution. Remember, this was the dawn of radio broadcasting. Suddenly, entertainment wasn't just for those who could afford to go to a concert hall or dance club, or afford a phonograph. Now, with the simple receiver, that same music could fill your very own living room. And this changed everything. Radio brought jazz, vaudeville acts, even the news right into people's homes. It became a way to create a shared national experience. Whether you were in a bustling city apartment or a remote farmhouse, you could all be listening to the same song at the same time. This fostered a whole new kind of popular music. Songs like Pale Moon were catchy and easy to sing along to, and perfect for home listeners. It's a simple melody, but has a touch of that early 20s nostalgia. I can imagine countless Americans humming along as it drifted from their sets. And the version of Pale Moon we'll listen to is a bit special as well. It's sung by Lucy Isabel Marsh, who was a superstar vocalist of this era. Though not a household name like some later singers, she was beloved in her time. She had a clear, sweet soprano voice that was perfect for the sentimental songs of the day. And thanks to countless recordings, her voice became a familiar presence in homes with these newfangled radios. So find a comfy spot, hum if you're shy, and let's fill our digital cottage with a little bit of 1921 sunshine. Now, if you're enjoying our musical time machine, I'd like to invite you to join the Blind Skeleton community and keep the nostalgia going even after Three Tune Tuesday wraps up. We're building a treasure trove of vintage entertainment memories over at the Blind Skeleton website. That's https://blindskeleton.1. There you'll find historical blog entries about old-time musicians, discussions about silent films, and plenty of forgotten music to discover. We also have a wonderful mailing list, where we share even more behind-the-scenes magic, fascinating facts about the time period, and special musical treats not featured on the show. Joining is absolutely free, and it's a great way to stay connected to the music and vintage culture that we all love. To sign up, simply visit blindskeleton.1 and look for the mailing list form. We'd love to have you along for the journey. Now, the sounds of 1921 didn't just emerge out of thin air. The way music was captured, the limitations of the technology, absolutely shaped what listeners experienced. Remember, this was long before electric recording and fancy microphones. It was all about acoustics. Imagine a giant horn, like a massive megaphone. That's what musicians and singers had to crowd around in a recording studio. Louder instruments like trumpets and trombones were closest to the horn. The poor singer had to really give it their all to compete. And you forget about delicate violins or soft harmonies. Those were tricky to capture. But it's not all limitations. The technology has a unique quirk. Since every record was a live one-shot performance, it's almost like trapping a tiny piece of 1921 in a round shellac disc. We literally hear how they played music right then with all the energy and potential mistakes of a live show. And what's more amazing is how recording technology was changing the way the world understood music. Suddenly, you didn't need to go to Hawaii to hear a Hawaiian band. Songs like our next tune, Honolulu Honey, brought these exotic sounds from faraway lands right into American living rooms. So let's listen to that sweet steel guitar and imagine some swaying palm trees, thanks to the wonders of acoustic recording.
the practice daily on the ukulele.
And now our little journey through 1921 is drawing to a close. We've witnessed musical style shifting, listened to the pulse of a changing society, and marveled at the way people captured sound in this fascinating era. Remember, music is more than just notes on a page. It's a reflection of who we were, who we are, and who we hope to be. So as you go about your day, listen a little closer to the soundtrack around you, the past echoes in the present, if we just take the time to tune in. If you wish to continue exploring the world of vintage entertainment and music, be sure to visit the Blind Skeleton website at blindskeleton.one. You'll find plenty more stories and sounds waiting to be rediscovered. Until next time, keep the music playing, whether it's an old scratchy record or the latest chart topper. Remember, every song tells a story. Thank you for listening, and farewell from your digital cottage.